Praise Lord. Welcome. We're glad that you're here. This, I know, is mostly staff here tonight, and we'll be gearing up. People start kind of coming in waves these next few days. A little bit of the calm before the storm, I suppose, but that's a good thing for us. I know that many of you have come in from busy lives and made more busy trying to get ready to come to camp for a few weeks. And by the time you get here, with the schedule that's before us, you need a rest period. And we don't have that luxury. So this is good that we can come and find rest in Christ and wait upon Him even for, I guess, maybe just for another day or so before all the activity really starts to come. But the Lord has for us strength and help these days, and so we look to Him for that. And so let's begin with hymn number 214, the Red Hymnals 214. Praise of Jesus.
We praise Thee, O God, for the Son.
Prayer, Lord, may each heart be rekindled with fire from above. Lord, we are needy. We are desperate. Lord, we have come for the filling of your Spirit. We have come, Lord, to draw near to you, and you have promised if we would that you would draw near to us. Lord, we know that you're here. We know you have a design and a purpose that is to draw us close, and so we come. Lord, in our weakness, in our weariness, in our emptiness, in our dryness, oh God, we come, Lord. Fill us, we pray.
Yes.
Revive us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Revive us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, accomplish your purpose in this place tonight and even these weeks before us, Lord, this entire season as we begin now. Lord, that you would accomplish your purpose, Lord, your design for every individual and for this camp, Lord Jesus. Thy will be done, we pray. Lord, give us faith to believe you for things greater than ourselves, for things, Lord, that we can't even begin to ask or imagine. Do exceedingly abundantly above it, Lord, we pray, for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this is, again, another year, a special night. We get to kick it all off. There's a lot that's going to happen here in all the many weeks that are before us as a camp. Even just these 2 weeks that we have, I like to analyze things. I spend too much time thinking sometimes, and so my mind just kind of goes in different directions. And when I think about coming to camp, and some of the responsibility, and I start to kind of break things down. And so if you're going to be around here, and well, wherever, if you're in the village, it's the same numbers, more or less. We're going to have about 28 meetings together, not counting prayer meetings and things on the side. Statistics tell us, these church polls and diagnostics that are done today to tell us kind of what's happening in the church at large, that the average Christian today, or those who call themselves Christians, come to church about 50% of the time. So if you come to church, I know that's not us here, but there are people in my church that do that. And so if I've got people in my church that will hear me less in a year than what you're going to hear from me in 2 weeks. About 28 sermons. I think we've got probably close to 200 hymns that we'll be singing in the next 2 weeks. If you calculate three a service, a couple meals, and whatever happens in between. And so there's a lot that's going to happen here. There are other things that'll just bore you, but that's how I kind of think. So there's a lot that's going to go on here. And I don't know where God's going to bring us and lead us. We're going to do a series here in Watch Rock, and I'll share more in just a few minutes. Part of what we'll be doing over the 2 weeks will be a study in the book of Exodus. And I know you're familiar at least with the major parts. But we know that there's a journey that ultimately will take 40 years for the children of Israel to get from point A to point B. And there's a lot of things that happens in those 40 years, some really good and some really bad. I'm not looking for the really bad happening, but not just bad, but challenging and really difficult. God brings them to places where they're really challenged to deal with some things, and God searches them, and God deals with them to purge them and purify them. The sub theme of that is, I will be your God and you will be my people. And in order for us to be God's people, there's a process that he takes us through. There's a journey, and sometimes it's really challenging and really difficult to be confronted with some things that need to be dealt with, that God needs to work through in us so that we truly are his people, pleasing to him. And so that's going to happen in I suppose, a fairly intense way here in the next couple of weeks. Some of you are here for longer than that. But as God brings us on a journey together, he's going to deal with some things. And the end result is good. You can read the end of that story. The end result is really good. But sometimes along the journey, there are things that are unexpected. And that's okay, because God is in it. And so we want to just yield to his leading. And I encourage you to participate wherever you might be, in camp, in the meetings, here in the village, cottage. But be open to the Holy Spirit's leading and what he wants you to do, and how he wants to involve you in the ministry one to another. We'll get to that somewhere along the way. I spent months trying to find out what God would have us, direction to go here at camp for these weeks. And I plan and I plot and I kind of set a little bit of a course so we have some idea and direction. And we'll see in our notes, I had the first one for probably about 4 or 5 weeks. I said, I finally got the first night. I know what we're going to do. And then 2 days ago, God decided that that wasn't going to be where we're going to go tonight. I don't know if I missed it then or missed it now, but it's not going to be where I thought 5 weeks ago. And that's okay. We're just going to kind of go wherever the Holy Spirit would lead us. But what I originally thought I would do out of Colossians and Corinthians was encourage you the way that Paul does the church, that you come ready to minister, whether it be in psalms or spiritual song or a word of encouragement, a teaching, an exhortation, testimony, however God, that's the way the church is designed. And God said that this is a body ministry. And so when we gather together, we all come, not as spectators, but as those ready to minister the way God desires. And so let's be faithful to the leading of the Holy Spirit these weeks. And let's believe God to do some really special things here throughout the camp. Amen. Let's sing hymn number 131. Before we do that, I'll share some announcements. There is a staff meeting that will follow, so any of you who are on staff need to be here. So don't leave as soon as we're done with this meeting at 9 o'clock. I suppose the counselors have your own schedule, or you here, but you know, whatever you have to do. But that's how we end tonight. Hymn number 131. And we envision the wrong thing, let me just give you this thought. Some of us When we sing this song, we go back 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, and we think about those old-time meetings we used to have in our churches and here at camp, and we kind of have that little melancholy moment and longing for the good old days. And I am thankful for the way God has moved in our lives, some of us who are a little bit older, and we can remember here at camp, and we'll hear stories this year as we celebrate some milestones at camp. But I don't think that's what this song is talking about. I think it's trying to take us back a little bit further, like 2,000 years. And remind us of the power of God that fell upon his people initially. And so, I mean, you can think back to, you know, meetings that you were in, and that's fine. But let's understand the Pentecostal power, Acts chapter 2, that God has promised not only to those in the first early church, first century, but to your sons and your daughters, your children, their children, and to all who are afar off, that's us, the promise of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. And so let's not limit it to just a little bit of the experience that some of us may have had, whatever that might be. But let's take it back to Scripture and God's original intention, because I think even in the best of our experiences, God has even more. And so let's draw from the fountain and go to the root. When God says, I've got power for you here, it's not power that you experienced a few years and as wonderful as that is, but I've got power afresh and new that will flow from the source. And so let's take it a little bit further back. Don't sing this with a longing for the good old days. Sing this for a longing of the Holy Spirit to come in power and might like he did in the early church. Verse 2.
For mighty words for me. Yes, Lord. Do it. Do it, Lord. Send your Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, come, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, send your Spirit. Lord, send your Spirit, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Choraboy, ocho, choraboy, ke, jere, belle, je, ko, choraboy. Choraboy, ocho,
Jesus. Lord, we have prayed. Lord, we have prayed.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we have expected. We have trusted.
Yes.
For this camp season.
Yes.
And now, Lord, we want to believe you for this first period. We pray, Lord, that your Spirit would be poured forth. Every inch of these grounds, oh God. May we have the Spirit of God ministering in such a way, in us, through us. We pray, Lord, for the counselors tonight, Lord, that you would do something extraordinary.
Yes,
Lord, as we sang, that Pentecostal power where sinners are converted. Lord, that campers are converted.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, have your way. Jesus.
It's our cross.
Lord, God.
Lord, that your name would be glorified through this season. So, Lord, we claim it again tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your precious promises.
Yes.
We thank you for your great faithfulness.
Yes.
Lord, that you hear your people. And so, Lord, we believe with all our hearts today that, Lord, we want to commit this very first day, this first day of first period, that will set the tone for this season.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus, minister by your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the entire staff.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, that you would bless them.
Yes.
God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that you would cause such a unity, such a togetherness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And that, Jesus, a great help for every one of them. Lord, sometimes our jobs are tough. Sometimes we're tired. But, oh God, we pray that you'll minister to us.
Yes.
Spirit,
yes,
soul, and body. And, Lord Jesus, that this staff will glorify your name.
Amen.
Yes. Everything that they do.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that you'll be pleased.
Yes.
And, God, that you will bless beyond measure, beyond what they expected, beyond what they thought. Jesus, you'll answer prayers, you'll do miracles.
Amen.
Because, God, you're still the same today,
yesterday.
And so, Lord, we can trust you. And we thank you, Jesus, for that Pentecostal power. We thank you that it's not in our own, but Jesus is through the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we claim that for every one of us tonight. In thy name.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Jesus.